Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for an abridged edition of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. Full episodes are available at geeklyinc.com or dndpodcast.com. During episode 11, our adventurers woke up in an inn and mysteriously had sand in their underwear. We said someday this mystery would be revealed, and that day is today.
So you all go to sleep, snuggled up in an inn, but then mysteriously, during the night, you all at the same time have a strange dream.
Spooky!
You're in the middle of the desert. Dust is swirling all around you. For some strange reason, Junpei is missing. And then suddenly,
standing before them is a young elvish man named Aelor. He says he can lead them to their missing Githyanki friend. They cross the sands, and over a final dune, they find Junpei tied to a post, guarded by a young brown dragon.
Okay. Well, Aelor, you've obviously brought us to our deaths. Eludra, can you get closer to Junpei before this dragon eats him? We are...
Yeah.
Wait, is this like the Matrix? If we die here, will we die in the inn?
I can't tell you that.
Okay.
I kill Tom. Just kidding.
Cut my head off.
Ah, dragon! I see him!
Guys, there's a young brown dragon on the field.
Battle with the dragon commences, and things are looking dicey.
Steven Strom, or sorry, Junpei Iori, you come to, and you realize that you're tied to a post, and there's...
What are you guys doing to me?
And there's a giant... Well, not that big, but there's a brown dragon in front of you, and your compatriots are battling it. Junpei.
Let me do math.
Okay, that's cool. Right? Can I try to break free?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
I would like to try to use my magic hand to undo the ropes.
All right, roll a d20.
That's right. You get you can't contend with my imagination. I rolled a 9.
All right, you're free.
And Fisty, what was the DC on that, man? Come on.
I love how Strong's touting his imagination, but he tries to use his magic hand for absolutely everything.
I love it. I do love that.
It is sort of like...
Why would you not use magic hand?
It's trying to sword fight with, one arm tied behind your back. It's like, I will always mage hand. How will I fit mage hand this time?
You know what? I'm going to use my daily power just because, why not?
Yeah.
So, my daily power just sort of involves... So, I use my minor action first. To do form of Winter's Herald. I'm basically going to turn into a scary ice lady. you assume the guardian form of Winter's Herald until the end of the encounter. While you're in this form, you gain a +1 bonus to AC and resist 5 cold, which does not matter.
Hello.
In addition, each square within 2 squares of you, wherever you move, is difficult terrain for your enemies.
Eludra lands a blow and immobilizes the dragon. It appears that the adventurers are on the verge of victory.
Dude, this dragon is dead.
Yay!
No, he's not. Yet. No, no, he's almost dead.
He's nothing left. He's almost nothing.
He's close
left.
To being
dead. How much so good. I've had to hit him with? You don't have to tell me. I'm just curious.
Numbers are super
I can
exciting.
Count it on one hand.
But Thrifty has 38 fingers.
you stole my joke. Okay.
This dragon is kind of upset. So he is going to breathe more sand on, and he's going to get Tom, and Aelor.
Tom?
Eludra, did you mark him?
Oh, no, I didn't on my last turn.
This is the only way she'll learn. She forgets.
Oh, man.
She's a bad defender. Look at all three of us about to be attacked.
Because
you didn't hit him with your nature's thing.
Bad.
Tom, you take 16 damage.
Oh, I'm dead. I'm down. I'm dead.
Are you dead?
I'm down and dead. I'm not dead, but I'm dead. I'm dying. Guys, I'm dying because Aludra is the worst.
No, that wouldn't necessarily. No, I totally probably would have.
You know what? That's the perfect number of HPs to murder me in my dreams.
Tom, you take 13 damage.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, man, I messed everything up so bad.
I'm down to
and
4.
Now for my young, innocent son.
Oh, no.
Who's going to get dragon breathed on.
I don't think so.
Being a good lad like his dad, he nimbly dodges out of the way of the sand.
Oh, my gosh.
That is what you do.
So now it's Junpei's turn.
Is it?
It is.
Right. Time to unleash hot fury!
I'm going to use Nightmare Eruption, because that's what I do.
Yeah, you're going to beat him, I think.
If you
please
can hit him.
Don't get roll another
if you
two,
hit him, he's dead. If you hit him.
All right.
Maybe. Maybe not.
I'm going to roll my d20.
Is it against Will?
Yes, it's against Will. And I get plus 5, and I rolled an 18, so I got a 23.
That is going to hit.
All right, and it does 1d8 plus 4.
Ball!
I rolled a 1.
You miss.
Plus, so no, no,
1
no,
plus
no,
4
I
is 5, which is the number of fingers
five.
On your hand, which means...
The dragon is dead.
Is dead.
Yeah. I am the greatest!
So is Tom. I murdered him.
Currently right now, what with all of the sand just shot inside of my skin... I look like Edward in The Brightest Day, just standing there for all the world to see, just sparkling. And I'm also bleeding.
Oh, no.
That is...
Can I heal Tom?
Then let Tom do it, because he can actually heal me.
Great. Suddenly you hear...
Aww.
You guys, you all wake up, you're in an inn, it's morning, you don't feel any injuries... It appears that it's all just been a dream.
Aww.
That was a close
except
one.
When you stand up, you have this weird feeling in your small clothes.
Oh.
A little gritty.
Like a little pee.
A little gritty.
Oh,
down
same.
In your
guys,
underwears.
You shat yourself too?
You guys had to.
That's okay, right?
Guys, you've got
you guys.
Sand
I was
underpants.
Asleep in my own dream.
Except
that was
for me.
Really weird.
Wait, did we get dream experience?
We'll talk about it later.
Wow.
But for now, we have to say goodnight to our young elven wizard.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Love you.
He left with surprisingly little fanfare.
It was all a dream. But sometimes dreams are more than just dreams. And perhaps we might meet Aelor again. Thank you for listening in to this abridged episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. If you would like to hear more, go to geeklyinc.com or dndpodcast.com. If you want to contact us, we're on Twitter, again, at geeklyinc or at dndpodcast. If you would like to support us, you can always go to patreon.com/dndpodcast. There are tiers for any budget, and it really does help us continue to make content for you every week. Editing help this week by Jerry Abasamis. Find him on Twitter at @photo_generous. That's our show. Keep it a little dicey. So this thing that is happening is actually happening, let's just say, a week from now. We're going into the future a little bit.
Are we about to die and our future life is flashing before our eyes?
Don't spoil
what?
It.
Okay.
Wait, a week real time or like a week game time?
Those are the same thing.
No, they're not though, because it's not.
No, they're not.
You know,
if so, then we've been trapped in a dangerous room of death for 2 weeks.
I'm getting really mad at you guys.
All right.
Okay.
You are conscious now, but you are tied to a post.
Wait, I thought you said this was a dream. Doesn't that mean I'm unconscious?
You were double asleep.
What? Yeah, you were.
Like you were asleep in your dream, like double sleep. Come on, have you ever played D&D before?
Gotta take it a level deeper.
You never been double sleep?